Tow away, 1st of April, dying Aaron Torres Schlitter.
Right. I've chosen the parsha of this week and try to connect it up to Pesach as well. At the beginning of the parsha of Tzav, the Torah gives Aaron HaKohen two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Trumas Hadeshen. That means the ashes which were formed on the Mizbeach through the various Kabbonis. Every morning he had to go and take a certain amount of the ashes and take it from the Mizbeach and put it next to the Mizbeach on the Ritzpah, on the ground. And then, when the Mizbeach became full, that's called Trumas Hadeshen, when the Mizbeach became full and there were too many ashes, then he had to put on special clothes, not the normal big dekuna, linen clothes, and he had to take the ashes from the Mizbeach outside Chutz L'machaneh. And this was called Hoitzos Hadeshen. Now, both these tasks are menial activities. Pasnish for Kohen Gadol, that he should have to sweep the ashes from the Mizbeach. Yet, this is a mitzvah of the Torah. If you look in the Medrash, you'll find in the Medrash that the Medrash seems to say that these two activities weren't just menial tasks, but there was something of great importance. And it was only Aaron who was, because of his greatness, he was chosen to do these two mitzvahs. And I'll quote to you a Medrash. In the Medrash it says the following. Rabbi Yeshua, b'shem Rab Levi, asked a question. Mitchilas ha-sefer v'ad kan, from the beginning of Vayikra till the parsha of Tzav, is written, v'orchu b'nei Aaron, v'zorku b'nei Aaron, v'nosnu b'nei Aaron, all the avodas, the zrika, the kabbalah, the halacha of the kabbonas, everything is given over to the b'nei Aaron, the children of Aaron. So Moshe complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said the following, Haboya Sanua, the well has been rejected, Umeimeo Chavivim, but the waters have been chosen. In other words, you've showed importance to the water, but you've rejected the well itself. Why? Because you've given honor to the children of Aaron. And what about Aaron himself? Aaron, in the Sefer of Vayikra, there's not any covet given to Aaron. It's only given to the children. How can you reject the well itself and you favor the waters? Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'll bring you a proof that where the main part is important, you can't reject it. You know, on the Mizbeach, there was a Marocha. Marocha means the wood which was placed on the Mizbeach, and that wood was burnt, and then the Kabbonis burnt. The Marocha, the wood which was used on the Mizbeach, were from any tree, except two trees. Two trees you couldn't use atzei marocha. What were the two trees? The vine and the olive tree. Why? Because from the olive tree came shemen, and shemen was used as kabbonis. So you can't go and use the wood of the olive tree to be the marocha on the mizbeach. Likewise, the vine, where you get wine from it, there were nesachim. There were wine offerings. All the menachas had nesachim as well. And therefore, as from the tree, the fruit were used has a korban, you can't use it as a matzah. So you see, you give covet to not the peiros, but the main part, because of what it produces. So Aaron HaKohen, he produced the children. But what about himself? You've given him nothing at all. So Moshe Rabbeinu complained to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's unfair. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, you're quite right. Chayecho. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayecho. Bishvilcha ani mekavon. Because you put up this complaint, I'm going to show you that he's going to be close to me. Aaron HaKohen. V'lo'oit. And I even more. I'm going to give him something which will show that he is of major importance. But his children are only of subsidiary value. They're the tfeilim, tofel. But he's the ikah. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, you know what I'm going to tell him? He's going to do Trumas Hadeshen, and Oitzos Hadeshen. He's going to sweep the Mizbeach. He's going to take out the ashes. Chutz Machane. This will prove, Shani Mekavoy, that I'm close to him, and I'm going to give him a major covert, and at the same time, it'll show that he is of major importance, and the children are merely of subsidiary value. Now, this is the Medrash on Parshas Tzav, this week's Seder. And to me, the answer is not an answer. You know, you want to give somebody a kovet, you give him shishi, or you give him shlishi, or maftir. Yeah, chveis, you give him something, a small thing, chveis, you should carry the Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh to there. It's a kovet. Here, it's a prosaic activity. Sweeping the Mizbech for Aron HaKohen, who was the highest in the hierarchy, except for Melech, Kohen Gadol was number two. The king is number one in the hierarchy of Klal Yisrael. But Kohen Gadol is number two. You want to give him a kovet? Give him a kovet, give him a korban, give him zrika, that he can bring a korban. Instead, now, you'll sweep the Mizbeach. You'll sweep the Mizbeach. And it needs a hesper. And I'm going to share with you, something which I saw in the writings of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer on this week's Seder, and I think he gives a teretz on this kasha. And for this, he quotes a posuk at the end of Megillus Esther. Now, you remember Megillus Esther? Umotcha ha-Yehudi, Mishna la-Melech ha-Chashverosh, v'godei la-Yehudim, v'rotzui l'roi ve'echov. The last posuk of the Megillus. Umotcha ha-Yehudi, a-Yid, who suddenly became got in the empire of Achashverosh, he became the prime minister. He became prime minister. He had great covet. So, he became the second in command. Okay, he was a great Jew. He did a lot for Yiddishkeit. And he was favored by the majority of his brethren. Zogti Gemara in Sadi Gemara in Sanhedrin in Megillah says, Rotsu l'choy v'echov v'loy l'chol echov. There was a minority in the Sanhedrin who withdrew their support for Mordechai. Why did they withdraw their support? Mordechai Yehudi. Because when he entered his diplomatic duties as a Mishnah Melech, he couldn't learn Torah with the same intensity as he did previously. Previously, at time, he could spend his time on Yegiras HaTorah. Afterwards, he became a Mishnah Melech HaKashverosh. He couldn't spend as much time, so they withdrew their support from him. Omar Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef said, Mikan, from here you can learn. Godoil Talmud Torah Yosef Me'atzolus Nefoshes. What did Mordechai Yehudi do? Mordechai Yehudi saved Klal Israel from a destruction. Haman could have destroyed La'ashmed La'aragas Kol HaYudim, and he was the man of the hour, and he saved Klal Israel. Of a saving Klal Yisrael is not as important as learning Torah. Godel Talmud Torah Yosem Me'atzolus Nefosh HaGemara. They have to understand the Gemara of Azizagor. And the Gemara brings a proof when they reckoned the hierarchy of Klal Yisrael before he became a Mishnah Melech. Mordechai Yehudi was number 5. There were 4 above him. He was number 5. When he became Mishnah Lebelech, he was still in the hierarchy of Klal Yisrael, he fell one madrega, he was now number 6. So Rabbi Yossi says, Mikan, Godel Talmud Torah, Yosa Me'atzolus Nefoshos. Now this Gemara needs an explanation. In which way does Talmud Torah, does Hatzolus Nefoshos, Hatzolus Nefoshos, it says, Talmud Torah is Godel Talmud Torah. In which way does Torah supersede saving life? I think we all know. Everything is set aside for Pikuach Nefesh. If there's a danger to somebody's life, you can be Mechal Shabbos, you can eat Trefus, all except the 3 cardinal Averus, Avodah Zorah, Gila Arroyos, and Shvichas Domin. Murder, Gila Arroyos, immorality. These are the 3, and Avodah Zorah, idolatry. These 3 can't be set aside for the danger of life. If a man says to you, be over the Avodah Zorah, or I'll shoot you, you're going to let yourself be shot. But everything else is set aside for Pikuach Nefesh. So saving somebody's life is greater than Talmud Torah, than certainly greater. If you're learning a Gemara and somebody says to you, there's somebody who's dangerous to you and needs your help, you've got to close your Gemara. If you don't close your Gemara, harizu shofech domim. So, in which way does Talmud Torah supersede the saving of life? And secondly, how can you criticize Mordechai Yehudi? He fell in Madrega. Why? Because he saved Klal Yisrael. He was the man of the hour. Without him, chas v'sholem, what would have happened? And yet the Gemara says, Godel Talmud Torah, Yosem Me'atzolus Nefoshos. In fact, I'll emphasize this question even more. You know, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a din. If you put away money for tzedakah, somebody put away money for achnos haskala. Said, somebody who's going to get married, needs money, here's money. And then a mashulach comes around for yeshiva, and he'd like the money. And you want to take that money and give it to the mashulach for the yeshiva. Ein mashani mit stocker lit stocker. It's forbidden to change from one stocker to another. If it's designated for a specific charity, ein mashani, you can't use it for another charity. Yet, in Shulchan Aruch is written, if you put away money for Talmud Torah, for learning, supporting learning, and Pikuach Nefesh comes along, Pidyon Shvui, somebody's been captured and you've got to save him, got to give a ransom to get, you can use that money for Pidyon Shvui, because Pikuach Nefesh takes precedent over Talmud Torah. But, so the Taz asks the question on the Shulchan, the Gemara says, Godel Talmud Torah, Yosem Me'atzolus Nefoshos. Now, if Talmud Torah is greater, then you can't use that money which has been designated for Talmud Torah, go and use it for Pikuach Nefesh, for Pidyon Shvuim. Yet Shulchan Aruch says quite clearly, you can change it and you can use it for Pikuach Nefesh. Now, this question was asked by the Taz in Shulchan Aruch. In Yerodeah, I think it's Simon Reish Nun Olive, 251, there the Taz asks the question. And I'm going to share with you what the Taz says, and at the same time, add something what the Chasam Sofer says. The Taz says the following. It's quite clear. If a person is faced with the only alternative, he's learning Torah. and the only alternative is to close his Gemara and save somebody's life. That means he's faced with two things: learning Torah or saving somebody's life. There's no question. You've got to close your Gemara. Pikuach Nefesh comes before everything else. And if he doesn't do it, Chazal say, Harizei Shofech Domim, there's an element of murder in it, because you could have saved somebody's life and you didn't save it. So that's quite clear. First comes Pikuach Nefesh, and then comes Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah has to be set aside for Pikuach Nefesh. But that's if you're faced with these two options, learning thing. If a person is privileged to learn Torah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam sees to it that he's never disturbed by any emergencies of Pikuach Nefesh, that's a simon min hashamayim. That's a sign from heaven that the dedication of that individual through Limud Torah is something which the Torah, which the Ribbono Shel Olam values and cherishes. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam left him alone, that he should dedicate himself to Limud Torah and not be disturbed by any emergencies where he had to close his Gemara. The Chasam Sofer adds a little bit, and the Chasam Sofer says the following. There's a Gemara in Brochus, and there's a Gemara in Muth Kotten as well, where the Gemara says, Kol chafotzecho lo yishvu bo. All your desire, yukorehi bipnimim, that Torah is precious like precious stones. Kol chafotzecho, all your desires lo yishvu bo, can't compare to Torah. So the Gemara says, Kol chafotzecho, your desires. But if a mitzvah comes along, then a mitzvah takes priority over learning. Then the Gemara says, but there's another pasuk where it's written, Kol chafotzim lo yishuvo, all your desires, even mitzvahs, can be pushed aside for Torah. So the Gemara says it's a contradiction. One pasuk says when a mitzvah comes along, you've got to close your Gemara. One Gemara says when a mitzvah comes along, you can continue learning. So the Gemara says the answer. Kan ba mitzvah she'efshel lasus al yedei acherim. Kan ba mitzvah she'ein. Let me explain to you. Somebody's learning Torah, and there's a kvura, there's a burial, a meis mitzvah. There's nobody to be oisek in the mitzvah of kvura. A meis mitzvah. By a meis mitzvah, you've got to close your Gemara and you've got to do the mitzvah because nobody else can do it. But if a mitzvah comes along where other people can do it, you're not in the Chevah Kedisha, then you continue learning. Mitzvah she'ef chelas al yedei acherim, then you shouldn't do it. You should continue learning. Let the mitzvah be fulfilled by others. Other people can replace you. You don't have to do it. So the Chasam Sofer says the following. Correct. If you're learning and a mitzvah comes along which nobody else can do, you've got to stop learning. But if a person is privileged that he can sit and learn and dedicate his life to Torah, and is not disturbed by any such emergencies of mitzvah which can't be done by others, that's a simon min hashamayim. That's a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that your Limud Torah is cherished and valued by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he's giving you the opportunity to continue learning without being disturbed. So the Chasam Sofer says the following. Now we come back to our Gemara. Tumas Hadeshen, Haitzos Hadeshen, that means sweeping the Mizbeach, taking the ashes out. Now, this is a prosaic activity. It's not a menial task. This is a shifcha, usually. If you've got a home, somebody's got to sweep the floor, it's probably you ask a domestic help to do it. You don't do it yourself. Especially if somebody is an Adam Choshuv, a Choshuv Arab, he's going to start sweeping. I remember when I was in Koil, in Gates of Koil, Rab Dessler, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, who founded the Kotel, when there was nobody there, he used to sweep the Beis HaMedrash. That you were there in the morning, the people came in, there'd be a clean Beis HaMedrash. But he would never do it when people were there. He didn't want people to know. And it once happened, somebody was learning in the corner, and he didn't notice him. And he started sweeping. And then he looked up and he saw him, so he took the broom away and he went out. But he did it. Now why did he do it? So in Chovos HaVavos writes why Aaron HaKohen was asked to do Trumas HaDeshim and Hotzos HaDeshim. And he says the following. Aaron HaKohen was the highest, or one of the highest, except for Melech, in the hierarchy of Klal Yisrael. If you asked who's the greatest, the Melech, the king. Who's number two? Kohen Gadol. When a person gets a high position, there's a risk that sometimes that kovod may go to him and he can feel a certain arrogance, gaiver. The Torah wanted to teach the Kohen Gadol with all the pomp and all the royalty, where he was dressed in royalty. You should know one thing, klapa v'ribayna shel olam, there's no conceit, you're like one of the people. Lahosia hagabas lahaspil, to show him humility, or lahosia hagabas minivoy, and to teach him that don't be arrogant or don't be conceited because you've got this high position. And the greater a person is, the greater the humility. You know, we say in Moitz Shabbos, Kol mokem shato moitze gudulose shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shom mato moitze andesolusoi. Somebody's not very great, there's nothing to be humble about. But if you're great, you're a great person, and yet you show humility, this is a demonstration of Anivus. This is a demonstration. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted someone to demonstrate the attribute or that virtue of humility, of Anivus. Who could you take? There's only one person you can take, the greatest. Aaron HaKohen. Precisely because he was Iker, because he was the greatest, he was the one who could demonstrate humility. When it came to the avodah of the korban, va'ochu b'nei Aaron v'nosnu b'nei Aaron v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron v'iktiru b'nei Aaron, korbanos, he could be replaced. His job, Aaron HaKohen's job, you know what his main job was? Teiras Hashem tiu b'fiu. There's a pasuk, kisit sekayin yishmu udas, v'teira yivakshu mipiu. The lips of a Kohen Gadol, Yishmu das, he's the one who guards the law of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Torah yavakshu mipiu, his duty is that if you have something in Torah, ask him. He's the one who's learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to dedicate his life to Torah. When it came to the avodah, you don't have to do it. It can be done by your children. But when it came to demonstrate humility, can't be done by his children. Then it must be done by Aaron himself. Because being the greatest, there is the stronger demonstration of humility. Interesting. You know, in the Shemoneh Esrei, how many times do you bow down in the Shemoneh Esrei? Four times. Twice at the beginning, Baruch Ato Hashem, Kei Avraham, Kei Yitzchak, and Morgan Avraham. At the end, Moedim, and Lachor, Noah Elohides. So four times. Hediot. So the Gemara says an ordinary person has to bow down only four times. So the Gemara, Amelech, no Amelech, HaKohen Gadol, Al Kol Brocho Brocho. Every single bracha, choinen ados, bow down. Tachlon avinu. When it comes to refainu, again bow down. So he had to, a melech, at the beginning of the bracha and at the end of the bracha. So if you multiply the Shemoneh Esrei, well, it's 19, but say 18 times, 36 times. So Rashi says, why the Melech has to do more and the Kohen Gadol more than a Hedyot? Because the greater you are, the greater has to be your submission. Humility, the greater a person, the greater is that demonstration of humility. So Moshe Rabbeinu came up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not fair. All the Avodos in Vayikra are all the children of Aaron HaKohen. All the children of Aaron HaKohen. And what about Aaron? The Ribbono Shel Olam said, Aaron, he's got another job. He Torah Hashem b'fiu. He's got to dedicate himself to Torah. He can be replaced by you children. The children do it. But when it came to Trumas Hadeshin, where you need the greatest, where you need the greatest, then he can't be replaced. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I'll give you a mitzvah for Aaron HaKohen, where you'll see precisely he is the greatest, and the children are only of subsidiary value. What was that? Trumas Hadeshin, Hoytzos Hadeshin. Because that is the symbol or the demonstration of humility. The greatest demonstrate humility. He can't be replaced. But I think from this Gemara, you see a great thing. Learning Torah, dedicating yourself to Torah. This is those who can spend time. Even if you don't spend all your time, you're not sitting in a koila in a yeshiva, but you're kaveh itim la Torah. And in that time, you don't get disturbed by phone calls and messages and this. I dedicate. This is the elite. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. I would say this is the message of this sedra. I'm going to tell you a little story. Rav Abramsky, I don't know whether you heard. Rav Abramsky was the head of the Beis Din here in London. When you talk about Rabbonus in England, it came through Rav Abramsky, a very strong personality, a great person. And if I would say Anivus in humility, you couldn't get a better example of humility than Rav Abramsky. He was great, and yet he was a very humble man. He once dismissed a shoychet. He caught a shoychet doing something we shouldn't be doing, and he said, I'm very sorry, you can't be a shoychet for our killer, for United Synagogue, can't be a shoychet. So the shoychet wasn't a very nice person, took it to court, sued him in court, and unfortunately, being the head of the kashrus of the United Synagogue, Rav Abramsky had to go to court and he had to give evidence why he sacked this fellow. So the judge called him up into the witness box, and he went to the witness box, and his barrister, his lawyer, wanted to tell the judge who he is. So he said, Dayan Abramsky, he spoke to his own barrister, said, Dayan Abramsky, is it correct that you are the greatest halachic authority in the whole of Europe? So Rav Abramsky said, yes, you're 100% right. He was the greatest. So the judge said to him, Dayan Abramsky, you're a rabbi. You should show an example. Isn't humility one of the middos, or one of the attributes or virtues of an Orthodox Jew? How do you say what you're saying? So Rav Abramsky said straight away on the spot. He says, you're 100% right, my lord. You're 100% right. Anivus is a very important thing. But what can I do, my lord? I've made an oath, and I've got to self-tell the truth. What it meant was, humility does not mean a belittling of the gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Humility doesn't mean a denial of those gifts. Humility means a recognition that credit for those gifts are not yours. They belong to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Thus is humility. Humility doesn't mean a person thinks I'm not a Talmid Chacham. Of course I'm a Talmid Chacham, but I'm not taking credit for it. Credit goes to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything which we've achieved in life You may be a good businessman, but it's not koichi v'oitzim yodi. It's kihu anoitzim l'chol koyach l'aschoy. There's nothing to be proud about. It's not yours. Credit is not yours. Credit belongs to the man. Thus is humility. And I think when we talk about Otzos Hadeshin and Trumas Hadeshin, there's not only a message for the Kohen Gadol. There's a message for all of us. Humility and levers is a basis of Yiddishkeit. If you haven't got humility, if you've got a little bit of arrogance in you, then you can't be a true Yid. You know, just before Pesach, and Pesach, one of the essential mitzvahs of Pesach is Matzah. Matzah in Maral says that matzah is a symbol of anivus, of humility. You know, chometz rises, goes big through the yeast, it rises up. That's not what a yid should be. A yid should be a matzah. A matzah means submission. Not big. Aliyah, when we talk about something which is oiler, this is not the right thing. And I think this is really, this seder of tzav is a message for Pesach, but the Pesach is not a message just for Pesach. It's a message for our whole lives. All of us have gifts which the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us. But remember, those gifts, yeah, they're there. You don't have to deny they're there. You may have a good seichel, you may be very clever, you may be very successful, but you should know one thing, credit does not go to you. Credit goes to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I think if that message gets across to us, then I think the message of Matzah, Saman Cheruseinu, Matzah, when they left Mitzrayim, they were free. You know, I always heard that Matzah symbolizes Avdus, Echemoini. Why? Because the process of making a matzah, I don't know whether you've ever been to a matzah factory or making hand-baked matzahs, you suppress the natural development of the dough. You know, if you leave a matzah, if you leave dough, it rises by itself. Matzah is a suppression of the natural development of the dough. Avdus is suppression. You suppress a human being from developing, whether developing physically, morally, spiritually, religiously. This is avdus. Chirus is where you can develop naturally. So in my opinion, Zman Chiruseinu, which is Pesach, we shouldn't eat matzah, we should be eating chometz. Chometz symbolizes chirus. What is chirus? Chirus is where you can develop in your own way without being suppressed and without being push down. This is avdus. The matzah is suppression, is being pushed down, and chometz is the natural development. A person who's a free person is a person who can develop in his own way. Nobody can stop him spiritually, religiously, morally, and yet we don't eat chometz, we eat matzah. And I think the answer is the folly. Because for us, freedom does not mean act like you want. You know, people think freedom, you can do what you want. Never. There are a lot of people in this country who do what they want. This convention. A hippie also does what he wants. But what is he? To be able to be an Oved Hashem, there has to be suppression to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the Torah wanted. Matzah in Zman Cheruseinu means that freedom for us has an element of suppression. And that's humility as well. Humility means where you've got certain gifts which the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you. And these be gifts, you can be proud of them. Nay, suppress that pride and remember that credit is not due to you, it's due to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, some are good news. So, I went 2 minutes over.